Test 76, Section 3, Question 20. And this one says, which is an assumption required by the argument, so we're looking for what must be assumed. It says, the public square was an important tool of democracy in days past because it provided a forum for disparate citizens to discuss the important issues of the day. So it's really important. You can talk about stuff. Today, a person with internet access can discuss important issues with millions of people across the nation, allowing the internet to play the role played by the public square. So the internet's basically like the public square. Hence, we should ensure that internet users have at least as much freedom of expression as did people speaking in the public square. And so here we're saying, so we should make sure they have enough freedom of expression. Now, here we do have something new that's popping up in the conclusion that wasn't in the evidence, and that's the amount of freedom of expression. And we know that the public square was an important tool of democracy because it would allow this discussion. Today, the internet can kind of play that role. But then it's saying, so we have to make sure that there's the same level of freedom. And the assumption is that the level of freedom of expression is relevant to the effect or the sort of what the public square did. So public speaking, the public square of days past had complete freedom of expression. Problem with that is it's too strong. We don't have to assume it had complete, but just that it's the level of freedom of expression was contributing to its beneficial effects. All citizens have the same access level of access to internet. We don't have to assume that. We don't have to assume anything about all citizens having, because it just said that disparate citizens to discuss. It didn't say that everyone had it. A public forum can lose effectiveness as a tool for democracy if participants cannot discuss issues freely. And I said, maybe. Let's hold on to that. It does address the issue of freedom of expression and effectiveness for democracy. The internet is more often used to discuss important issues than to discuss frivolous ones. We don't have to assume that that's true. And you might think that that is definitely not true. So then E, other than the internet, no other public forum today is an important tool. We don't have to assume that there aren't other tools. And so C is definitely our best answer. And if we make C false, remember that's what we can do, if a public forum can't lose effectiveness, if they can't discuss it freely, then there's no reason for us to ensure freedom of expression if it doesn't lose any effectiveness even in the absence of freedom of expression. And so, therefore, C is definitely our best answer.